Neil Melançon here on the Voice of Louisiana Agriculture Radio Network. Lower trading for the bean markets at the midday. January soy down 3 cents at 10.90¾. March corn up 3¼ cents at 4.46¾. July wheat down a penny and a half at 5.48¾. January rice down 9 cents at 10.05½ a hundredweight. March cotton up 15 points at 83.63 per pound. And January sugar is steady at 32.10 per pound. A new USDA supply report is out. We'll have that with Grayson Close next.
LSU soybean specialist Dr. David Mosley says USDA is reporting Louisiana producers planted 790,000 acres this season, and nationwide yields may reach record levels.
Because the planting acres were down, we're actually going to fall a little bit lower than our normal production. So I don't think that we produced too much in the nation to hurt our chances to plant more acres next year. So what we really need is just the price that remain at a decent price. Right now, the market's been going up a little bit for soybean. If we can hold that price or go up, we have a good chance to get back to that 1 to 1.2 million acres. The price all year stayed around $10 per bushel, which that was without exporting to China. And then we saw we might get some exports to China and the price jumps up to $11.50 or so at one point. The price actually stayed pretty stable even without exporting. So if we can export, then the price really has a chance to go even higher.
This report is service of the Louisiana Soybean Grain Research and Promotion Board.
I'm Richard Fontenot, president of the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation. My brother and I grow rice, soybeans, and raise crawfish on our farm in Evangeline Parish. For a fourth-generation farmer like myself, Louisiana Farm Bureau is as much a part of my life as checking traps or harvesting rice. Our organization is more than 145,000 members strong, and we've been around for more than 100 years. The Louisiana Farm Bureau spans generations, and we want you to join our family.
Visit lafarmbureau.org, the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, the voice of Louisiana agriculture.
My guest today, Grayson Close, a grain marketing specialist with the Louisiana Farm Bureau Marketing Association. And Grayson, kind of a mixed bag here in the wake of the USDA report.
Yeah, we're looking at quiet markets today, some up, some down, just depending on what part of the USDA report that you looked at. The only major change that they made was bringing corn carry out down, and that's due to increased exports for corn. But again, it's kind of limited upside as we are really still waiting for China to make those big purchases that they need to make in order to fulfill their part of the trade obligation going forward. We did see a flash export sale of soybeans to China yesterday, but the market kind of shrugging that off, selling the fact, buying the rumor at this point. So we're going to keep watching for any signs of life out of the demand side of the equation. Also, Trump and Secretary Rollins announced a bridge payment yesterday, up to $12 billion for major crops. So we're going to watch for details on that and how that will be doled out as well. Keep an eye on South American weather as they're off to a pretty good start on their growing season, and watch China as well.
Thanks, Grayson. I'm Neil Melançon, the voice of Louisiana Agriculture Radio Network.